each and every one of us. Bless your people right now, Father. And Father, you know each and everything. You know the desires, you know the thoughts of each and every heart. Have your way right now, Father. And be so careful to give you all the honor and glory and praise, Father, because you're worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let's do verse 6 again. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And you know, we were kind of talking about this in Bible study also, about, you know, our life and how we live. And, you know, when you look at what these verses are talking about, they're talking about having that new life in Christ. They're talking about not living in sin anymore. We're dead to sin, but we're alive in Christ. And to be alive in Christ is to walk in newness of life. To be alive in Christ allows us to live spiritually and not carnally and not after our own thoughts or things that we think are good for us. You know, a lot of times people want to do things their own way, and then when things fall apart, that's when they want to go to God, and they want to say, Lord, please help me. And then they get out of that. God, get them out of that situation. And they go right back to it. Lord, please help me. You know, and they just keep asking God to please help them, but they don't want to give up that life of sin. They can't get rid of that carnality and live spiritually. And God wants us to live like Christ lived. If we live like Christ lived, then other people may want what we have in us. And then we wonder, well, I'm trying to be an example, but they don't want to come to church. Well, they see the way you live 6 days a week. It's like, why are they going to want to come to church when you're living worse than them? And God wants us to be an example. If we had to do what Jesus did, how many of us could do that? If we had to live the way Jesus lived, how many of us can do that? If we have to give up that carnality, how many of us could do that? We all should be able to do that. Daily live our lives for Christ because of that great example that he gave us, because of that great sacrifice that he made for us. There is therefore, this is verse 1 again, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then you say, well, how do you walk in the Spirit? How do you live for Christ? Let's turn to Galatians. And we're going to look at chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, see, this is what we have to have in us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Because, you know, Romans was talking about that. Romans 8 was talking about peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Okay, that was verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So we have to show love. We have to have love so that others may see that love in us. Joy. You can't have joy when you're living in carnality. When you can't have joy when you're living in sin. Peace. You definitely can't have peace when you're living in sin. If we're living in Christ, we have peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace of God is so different than the peace that we think we have. Long suffering. Jesus he suffered long. He had long suffering. Well, he wants us to be able to do that too. But we can't do that if we don't have him in us. Gentleness. You know, we got to be able to be gentle. Goodness. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I mean, if you see something, you don't have to have faith because it's right in front of you. But if you don't see it and you believe it, you got faith. And that's what he wants us to have, faith. Meekness. It's hard for a guy to be meek. Oh, man, I got to show him I'm a man, you know. But Jesus was meek. Jesus wants us to be meek. Goodness. It says meekness, temperance. So you mean I got to be able to control my temper? Yes, you do. You got to be able to control that temper. Just because they're getting ready to fly off the handle at you doesn't mean that you got to fly off the handle at them. I mean, you don't have to. Just slow down. Think of Christ. See, that's the problem. When we get into these situations, we forget to think about Christ. Think about Christ. We always hear that saying, what would Jesus do? But when we're going through it, we don't want to say, what would Jesus do? What am I going to do? He's like, no, what would Jesus do? You know, Jesus would slow down, he would stop, and he would let them see him. And he wants us to be the same way. Against such, there is no law. And verse 24, this is Galatians 5 still. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Prayer, prayer, prayer. The word, the word, the word. To eliminate these things, we got to know God. You can't know God if you don't talk to God. You can't know God if you're not reading the word. You got to have him in you before you can help. You got to have Christ in you before you can fight the enemy. We can't fight the enemy if we don't have him in us. But if we have him in us, we can fight the enemy. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So if we live in Christ, we're going to walk in Christ. If we live in Christ, others will see Christ in us. If we live in Christ, we're going to be like Christ. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If anything, we should be helping one another, and we should be holding each other up, because that's what Christ did. Christ held us up, even when we did not love him, even when we were against him. Christ died for us, and he wants us to be like Christ. Any questions? Oh, wow. Good.